Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about you, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. The fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on the 7th of June 2016. This one's actually out on a Tuesday, on time. Let's do it. Didn't put questions up last night, so I'm going to read out the questions that I didn't get to read from the live podcast last Wednesday. Let me tell you what I've just been doing the last 5 minutes. I remember a while ago, I was in the car with Shane Todd, and he's like, "Here, do you ever listen to Post Malone?" And I was like, "What the fuck shit is this?" Right? And then I'm like, I never paid much attention to it. And then months go by, I'm on Instagram. I'm flicking through, you know, the wee, suggested friends bit. And this fucking stupid cunt comes up looking like your guy Kane Toomey or Twomey or whatever the fuck his name is. And I click on it and I'm like, oh, that's the guy Post Malone. And you're like, oh, I thought this was like a black dude. And no, it's like a white guy with like fucking ridiculous hair. So I'm like, let me see. You know, Shane brought his name up months ago. Let me type it into Google here, see if there's any fucking beats going on before we go on holiday. Right? Because, you know, that's the mixture of music that I like to put together. Do you want some fuzzy sort of blues that's kind of like, you know, some electric type blues, guitar-y sort of shit? And then also the gayest of gay R&B, Colin, because that's what you like, you know, and you pretend you're Peter Andre and under a waterfall just rubbing your fucking abs that aren't even there. So I listen to this shit and I'm like, oh my god, and this is what it sounds like. And I love that shit. What the fuck is going on with my life? Am I having like a quarter life crisis? Let's face it, I'm having a midlife crisis. You know, I'm 30 this year. If I make it to 60, let's have a party. But there's like, I'm literally switching between that and the normal fucking music I listen to, and I'm like, should I even be listening to this? So anyway, the plot thickens. Here's a video I want you to watch, if you get a minute. As I choke to death. This guy Post Malone, right? You know, I'm doing a bit of research. I'm like, oh my god, I'm absolutely vibing off these tracks. You know what I'm saying? Let me cut the knees out of my jeans here and stop wearing socks. So I'm flicking around, and then watch this interview for a second if you get 5 minutes of work, 16 minutes of work. It's your guy Post Malone being interviewed by some dude called Charlemagne, which is from something, isn't it? Hold on. Let me just pretend like I fucking read books for a second. Of course the internet's not going to work. Of course it's not. You fucking BT Bangladesh bastard. Hold on. Let me see. Charlemagne. I know that's from something. Also known as Charles the Great or Charles the First, was king of the Franks. He united most of Western Europe during the Middle Ages and laid foundations for modern France, Germany, and the Low Countries. Is that it? Okay, right, so you're some sort of fucking asshole. Anyway. Jesus Christ. The fuck did I eat? So, I don't know. It's called like Charlemagne made this one extremely awkward. I don't know, I just happened to click on it while I'm on this voyage of, you know, let's listen to some fucking let's listen to R&B with Colin. Am I going to start an R&B podcast now? Is that what's happening? I'm going to get a fucking Drake tattoo across my penis. Oh yeah, bro.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
You know what I mean? Walking around wearing vests from holiday and pink shorts and all, like, yeah, what's happening? Looking like a Magaluf date raper. What the fuck is happening to me? Let me plug some dates. So, first of all, let me thank everyone who came out to the last Laveries. We were just back from holiday. For the love of fuck, what is wrong with my throat? We came back from our holiday and the day after we went to Laveries. And again, there's nowhere better, you know. I'm not just saying that because we run the club, but I believe it has morphed into something very beautiful, you know what I'm saying? The crowd were great. You know, usually last summer, the numbers in the comedy club were way down, and we'd have to bring it down to once a month. I feel like it's doing very well now, you know, on its own. It's great fun to do. All the comedians love doing it, you know. Came back, did the live podcast, which will also be up on a separate file. You know, it'll be called the live podcast along with today's podcast on the stream on iTunes or SoundCloud. By the way, if you're listening on SoundCloud, you know the crack. You can get the app on the iPhone or Android and all that shit. Not the ideal way to listen to it. The ideal way to listen to this podcast would be either take it off iTunes on your desktop computer, or get the podcast app for the iPhone, and you can just download the full file and keep it on your phone, and then that means you can go about your day listening to it. You can also make sure to delete it off your phone, because there is like an auto download thing where it just fills your phone up with fucking podcasts, especially if you listen to a lot of them, guys. Okay, bit of technical information for you there. But we did the live podcast, me, Shane, Mickey wasn't there this time, so we had our guest, Tom the Bear O'Mahony, who was hilarious. We did some stand-up before the gig. That was good crack. And I gotta tell you, I basically wanted to write some material about my experiences in Thailand, you know, be one of those annoying comedians who goes, you know, when you do this sort of job, you go all around the world, which is a fucking lie. Because I just do stand-up, and then I went on a holiday, but then I decided to talk about it. And I had all these intentions of writing little bits. Yeah, I'm going to punch this up with some jokes right about the time we went to the ping pong show in Thailand. And so I didn't get time. I was trying to run the night, trying to were there late, all sorts of shit. And at the end of the day, I had to just go up and tell the fucking... And I basically told the story of us going to this ping pong show, and I swear to God, I don't mean to, you know, it sounds like I'm fucking, oh my God, an asshole. So I just got what a strange message to get. Did I just see you walk through Belfast? If I did, I'm happy to buy you a coffee later. If you're still about, let me know, sure. All right. Sound like a fucking desperate girlfriend there. So I basically just told the story of going to this ping pong show, and it's like, if it's taught me anything about stand-up, it is don't worry so much about trying to write really groundbreaking material, because it might happen by itself, you know, whatever. You know, if you're not that sort of person, don't force it, is what I'm saying. There's no point in me going, doing a Bill Hicks, like, is there a message at the end of this? No, just throw yourself into some life situations that are kind of uncomfortable. You know, not that I'm overly outgoing, but sometimes you have to just go, I'm going to go do this, see what the crack is. And then you can just talk about it and stand up. You know, it's more about the experiences than it is about your actual technical fucking knowledge of being able to write fucking jokes. Nah, just go see a woman fire a fucking the hamster out of her fanny, and you're laughing. And shout out to fucking, what's his name, Steve Nice, I want to say, on the old Twitter there, who, after listening to last week's podcast, made like a little image which says Colin Geddes guide on why not to go to Thailand, and there's a picture of me, and there's a toilet roll with a tick, there's a tortoise, there's a monk with a fucking sort of X through him, there's a hamster with a razor blade, and there's a rain cloud, and then there's also a picture of Gary Glitter. That's one of the shames about him being a pedo, is that you can't enjoy that song. what's it called? Stevie, or what's his name? Oh my god. What do you call that song? Gary Glitter. It's called like Rock and Roll Part 2. What a motherfucking tune. You know, not Happy Gilmore, fucking Waterboy. Any sports film. Of course there's a fucking ad. What's the ad for? Can a prayer set you free? That better not be for like... Isn't that... Sounds like Black Keys. And also... Black Skinhead by Kanye West. Intro's a bit lengthy. Fuck me, boys. Fucking kids. Hey, in the butt. Hey, fuck some kids. Hey, coming to a nursery near you. And he looked like the most evil of... He looked like Lord of the Pedophiles. Didn't he? I mean, I used to make this joke, which was somehow later completely word for word replicated by Kevin Bridges on that Live at the Referendum. Where I used to say, like, how did they not know that... What's his name? Jimmy Savile was a pedophile. Like, if I had to draw a pedophile, that's exactly what he looked like. And for some magical... piece of magic, Kevin Bridges said the exact same fucking line and joke, and a lot of people contacted me like, he just stole your joke, and I'm like, yeah, it must be from all the times me and Kevin Bridges hang around doing comedy together, you fucking spastics. Anyway, but like Gary Glitter, when he took the wig off and he had a shaved head and he had the like fucking wee spiky beard and all, you're like, that dude is built for nothing but fucking ruining children's lives rectally. Hey, at what point can you separate your feelings about his lifestyle choices and be like, come on, lads? I mean, people do it with fucking with Michael Jackson there, but you know, was it ever really, did they ever really figure it out? Were they ever like, yeah, Jacko was for sure banging kids, or did he just not have a childhood and he was a complete fucking weirdo? I mean, if he was only like, oh yeah, come over for a sleepover. You know, it doesn't matter who it is, men or pigs, and it's only a matter of time before... You know, if you were a male who was straight and you slept beside your other friend, you know, who's a male and a straight, somehow in the throes of just sort of semi-consciousness, you're going to put a boner in his back, you know? And that will happen with children. Take this Jesus juice here. Gadoosh. I need to stop saying that. I've been listening to another podcast where they keep saying gadoosh all the time, and now I'm saying it like a fucking maniac. But it is the best noise if you're trying to replicate a dumping of load. Look at that. 1,700,000 hits. And very, very strange like to dislike. He's a rapist, but yet you can still hear this anthem in every stadium in the USA. America! When I was a kid, I was very ill in hospital and Gary Glitter came to visit me. I was touched. Here. Someone's stealing Sean Hegarty's jokes up on this bitch. Right, we'll move on from the paedophilia. So yeah, everyone came to... Let me plug some dates. It's probably a waste of fucking time plugging them now. By the way, we've also had some advancements at some... Not advancements, but some early interest in possible podcast sponsorship, thank fuck, eventually. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I don't want to give away any names or anything, because that's what I normally do, is I tell everyone about everything, and then they don't happen, and then I go, okay. But we might have a sponsor. I don't know. We'll see. But let me just plug some dates. I'll plug them again at the end. I don't know why the fuck... Why did I leave it so long? What about now? 13 minutes? The next Laveries, guys, is the 15th. It's going to be the Laveries Comedy Club Summer Slam, where we have a pile of comedians in the middle of the summer doing comedy. Shane Todd's going to MC it because he asked me could he MC it. What the fuck, Shane? Absolutely. 18th, if you can't make any midweek gigs, the 18th of June, guys, right, is the Cocktail Comedy Club at the Bookshop. The Book Reserve on the Lisburn Road. This will be maybe the fourth one we've done, fifth one. And they're all fucking brilliant. They all sell out really quick. There's limited as fuck tickets. It's something like 30 seats. 30 or 40, maybe, I'm not sure. Very, very small. It's 12 quid in, but it's bring your own booze. So, you know, it's for someone who runs a comedy club and charges £6 in. £6 is like a... It's cheaper than some of the other places in Belfast. And it's also kind of like... It's just enough money where you kind of make an making a... What's the word? Investment.
Mm-hmm.
Like comedy nights that are free in. Or they're 2 quid in. Or something stupid like that. You don't care. Then people walk in. They're loud as fuck. They're being annoying. There's no investment. So... Six quid is kind of just enough, and I don't think it breaks the bank, like, but it's just enough where you go, no, I actually want to sit here and listen to some comedy. And it's kind of how you weed out people who are just fucking around, people who genuinely want to come see comedy. 12 quid to me when you're like, oh shit, that's fucking pretty dear, like. But the thing is, it's bring your own booze. It is a charity run place, so they make money. They want to make themselves some money to keep the fucking thing going. So It's a fucking great great sort of two-way deal, you know? You pay in 12 quid, you get to bring your own booze. You know, if you're clever about it, you could spend fucking 20, 25 quid and have a huge carry-out and get into a comedy night. You know? I've walked into bars before and bought a round of drinks and be like, oh, that's fucking 38 quid or something. You're like, oh, cool. Don't know how many more of them are going to be able to fucking pull off the rest of this night. But it's a great night. They're always great. This time it's just me and Mickey Bartlett doing two long sets. Dave Elliott's going to MC it. So it's going to be great crack. The tickets are available. If you go on the Book Reserve thing, it's like an Eventbrite. You can book tickets. You can also buy physical tickets from the actual place. They sell out like fuck. So get on it if you want to go to a weekend gig. Laveries, the next one, is on the 15th of June. The Summer Slam. Get the artwork up for that soon. And of course, one more big gig to plug, 29th of October, Ulster Hall. Do you believe that shit? Ulster Hall, baby! Oh yeah! Me, Mickey Bartlett, Kieran Bartlett, Rory Woods, Arma Khan, Dave Elliott. Six of us shitting all over the Ulster Hall. And I'm scared about it, guys. So I'm going to be on like a bull in a china shop. Wreck a place. Hey, show me your tits. I might walk onto that. How much would you pay me if I walked onto that at the Ulster Hall? Leather chaps, dick out. I'll grow a fucking Gary Glitter beard. The ultimate kid rapist beard. Unbelievable. Just hanging around in fucking Thailand, probably bucking. Was he like bucking wee boys or just young girls? Why am I talking about this? Let me just skim through what I did this week. We did the last Laveries, which of course was... Sorry, I keep moving this fucking sound recorder thing. The last Laveries was great. Had a few beers, caught up with everyone, had a fucking great time. And then, you know, sometimes you just see things and you're like, I can't believe how lucky I am. Like, there was a woman in a place where we went. I don't even want to fucking give all the details away here, because people probably fucking have put, you know what I mean? It's a small world. We went for somewhere to eat after. Everyone's, bear in mind, came home, you know, like, came home from holiday, chilled out for a day, slept, got ready, went to our fucking comedy club that we run. You know, had a fucking great time. Crowd came out, amazing crowd, great people. Had a few beers, everyone's having a great fucking laugh, go for something to eat. And there was this lady, and she was like, obviously homeless, just like, kind of pretend to do, you know, she was in the place, she obviously got a coffee, place is open about 3 or something. She does a fucking, she pretends, she sort of looks like she was doing a crossword, but she was obviously in there just to get a bit of fucking sleep. And I was just like, it's like, this is the fucking one of the saddest things I've ever seen. And I was like, you know, when you're like, I don't even know what to do right now. You know, she's asleep and you're like, she's clearly dying to get a fucking sleep. Let her buy a coffee and sort of chill out on this seat for a minute. And I was just like, I don't know. I was just like, oh my God, what the fuck is going on here? Meanwhile, the jiu-jitsu club that I say that I go to and haven't been in a month, mainly due to being not in the country and also just busy as shit. Friday might be my next chance. They did a roll-a-thon for like Belfast homeless folks. I missed that. Of course I did. Don't know, but just there are a few things recently where I'm like, we might have to just do some sort of fucking Big Isle fundraiser. And especially, I might work with the jiu-jitsu club and to do like a one-off gig or something. I don't know, but you see shit like that, and you especially come from Thailand, where it's like, you know, let's go here, and it's got the big fucking up front dancing girls and the thing and all, and then there's just little elements of like, this is a fucking third world country here. You know, you walk around the corners, like there's like an old woman, looked like she was blind, just squatted down trying to sell flowers or like whatever the fuck she could get her hands on, and you're like, what in the like, you couldn't imagine anyone's granny or so, you know what I mean? She was like, she was old as fuck. She had to have been 80, deep in the 80s, like. And you're like, she should be just chilling out somewhere. And she's like, no, she's out there fucking trying to sell flowers. And you see things like that. I know it's Thailand and all, but like, then you come home and you're like, that still kind of goes on. You know, you got this woman who's just like, now, I don't know anyone's fucking story, right? She could have been waiting to get a fucking flight and it was the only place open where she could get a coffee. And she was just knackered. I don't know anyone's fucking story, but you see shit like that and you're like, oh my God, you're like, I can't believe that sometimes I have to eat out of here and this is where this lady has to come and get some fucking rest. Brutal. It makes you think, like, I don't know the logistics of, you know, what would it take. I wonder what the honestly, like, the legit way to do it would be. Because I know it would need funding and stuff. But, like, why couldn't there be, like, a fucking warehouse, right? This is what I'm thinking. Warehouse. What's the rent on a warehouse per month? And you split that up. This is going to sound fucking terrible, right? This is going to sound awful. Do you ever see those, like, Louis Theroux documentaries where it's like, welcome to Miami Super Jail. And it's like this massive area and it's just beds on beds everywhere. What's the legit fucking, like, this is how it's done, right? It's not fancy. Here's my ideal thing, right? You can call this the Colin Geddes shelter for homeless run by a man who can't speak good, right? Big warehouse. It's all set up like that. It's split into like wee cubicles. It's nothing fancy, you know, it's a big warehouse. It's basically fucking like heated with big blow heaters for a while till it's warm. It's probably full of people. You've got like volunteer slash, no, maybe you have workers, maybe you got people, no, this could be a legit job. You're almost like a warden at the sort of giant homeless hotel. That's what I'm going to call it. I'm not going to call it a shelter. I'm going to call it the shelter hotel. There you go. You come in, you register a wee thing and you go like, listen, I just don't want to sleep on the streets, you know? And what they have is, you know, it's half a job center, half an advice center, half a thing, and it's half like a meeting point. So you just come in, you go, here we go, guys, here's your bed for the night. You know, you get your own wee cubicle. There's not much to it. It's just somewhere to sleep. It's dry and the place is kind of warm. You're given some earbuds on the way in. you know, block out the sound of, you know, what might be hundreds of people sleeping in there. You get up, there's a canteen in it, you get to eat, there's an advice place where someone works, and you get to go up and go like, where's good for this, how can I get my hands on this, blah blah. You know, you can borrow fucking, I don't know what the process of being homeless is, but I don't know why I'm thinking about it a lot recently. Make a fucking giant warehouse. You know, you can, you know, have you ever stayed in the fucking ETOP hotel beside Filthies? That is fucking, I'd rather sleep in the street. That's awful. But like, they've managed to make a thing for very cheaply that's very, very basic, but it's clean. And it's basically used for people to crash in or fuck strangers. But the same idea could be applied to like some giant warehouse thing where it was like, you know what? It's fucking big. It's modern-ish looking, and they've made it sort of cute. Each little cubicle is kind of cute. And all of it, just hundreds of cubicles, you know? Huh? And you've got a slight, you've got like some, you've got workers there, like little warden type people who are there for advice. You know, they're there to sort of break up any disputes that might happen and sort things out. You got your advice desk, you know? Do you need to borrow some, you know, do you need to borrow something sharp looking to go fucking speak to someone? I don't know. We're just spitballing here, guys, you know? I suppose you're going to go with the main problem is that there's a lot of substance abuse problems with homeless people, and that also has to be managed. That's fine. Just let there be. Why not have a bar? Have a fucking bar in it. You know what I'm saying? The more sober you are, the better quality bed you can enjoy. You know, if you're fucked up, you need to just crash out. You get the basic bed because you're not going to remember it anyway. I don't know. I'm not a homeless person expert. However, for some reason, it's been on my mind recently. And we should definitely do some sort of gig. To make some sort of money. I don't know. Anyway, let's move on from that. Because it was depressing as shit. There's only one thing for that. To pick yourself up, really. Okay. So what do we do Saturday? Here, me and Maureen went to Crawfordsburn. You know, down in McGoldrick country. Some very nice houses on the way down to Crawfordsburn. Holy shit. And do you know what? A fucking very nice spot. I don't know if Helens Bay is Crawfordsburn or it's beside it. I'm always confused about that. But we went down. Very nice. Walked up around this hill. Seen a few benches dedicated to some people who have sadly passed away. That's what you'd like, wouldn't you? You know, an old bench. But it was always like, here's to such and such, he loved it here. You know, 1929 or whatever. And you're like, that's nice. And then I was just thinking, like, if I had a bench, where would you even put it? You know, out the back of Lavery's. Colin Geddes, 1986 to fucking 2020, where he died of obesity. He had pints here. He couldn't leave here without having 100 pints. fucking unbelievable. 27 minutes of this shit. But anyway, it was a fucking lovely spot. We then ruined that beautiful experience by going to IKEA. Fuck me. My favourite place in the world. Hey, do you want to walk around here for ages and just sweat your ball bag off because it's roasting? Sure. Sure I do. Do you want to sniff so many candles? You want to be sick? Absolutely. Absolutely. But then that evening we went to our friend's house. The guys who went to Glastonbury with that time. They had a barbecue. And we were fucking starving. You know, we went and got a lot of beer. Then we arrived at their house. Almost like some sort of VIP treatment. You know, they'd had the barbecue going for a while. We landed in. It was time to just eat straight away. And I was like, fucking right. Here's a pile of beer. And, you know, just for nostalgia, I bought some Thai beer, some Singha beer. Which, you know, after almost shitting my entire soul away in Thailand, you know, you come home and you're like, oh, we're in Thailand, we're all back to normal now. Let's for the crack get some Thai beer. And then, of course, next day, off to the races again. And you're like, I wonder, was I just allergic to Thai beer the whole fucking time? Anyway, absolutely brutal. But here's a thing I did for all you fucking... By the way, here's what the future... Just to go off on a fucking tangent before I come back about the food here. I've decided, like, you know, I might just do everything that pops up at the minute. So, like, I'm doing this podcast. I want there to be a monthly live-streamed podcast. So I'm going to figure out a venue for that. I'm going to figure out a way to fucking get my hands on gear. And I don't want to lend it. I want to just buy the gear so that we can all have it. AKA I can have it. But I want it to be a live-streamed podcast that is then saved for audio and saved for YouTube. That's what I want to do. People have done podcasts with Girlfriend Maureen. People are like, why don't you do a podcast? Why don't you used to just do a podcast? Whereas, like, we used to do one called Chat in the Flat, which was just a bit of a joke. But, you know, might turn that into a real thing. We decided we might just have one where it was an argument. Just call it Talk It Out. You know, just have a full argument for half an hour, and then that's the podcast. Because no one wants to listen to anyone get along, do they? You know, I talk a lot about food on this podcast. I've had people go, why don't you do a food show, like a cooking show? I might do that too. You know, I have to go meet the fellow that runs Fit Fodder, who I've done videos with before. He does, he can get his hands on like ridiculous cuts of meat. So, that might become, I might just do that too. Fuck it. I might just do all that stupid shit. Anything that pops up, you know, just anytime you get reminded of work you have to do for the BBC or work you've done, you just want to be sick. You're like, do you know what? I'm just going to do whatever the fuck I want. How about that? You know, Shane tagged me in that thing today. If you go onto my Facebook, it's like, yeah, it's called Class Act. I don't know whether you're trying to fucking teach kids how to write sketches. And there's like a list of sketches made for the BBC as examples of, and me and Shane are in one for the Bro Bros. And it's like, absurdity is a type of humour. And that's an example that they use, you know. I felt like going, the only thing absurd is we got paid absolute sweatshop money to be on fucking television. And the other absurd thing was nobody watched it because they didn't fucking promote it. Yet they would reprimand? They would get you in shit if you decided to rip it and share it yourself. Oh, it has to be shared from the BBC thing. You felt like going, listen, you fucking antiques. Do you want anyone to watch this piece of shit or not? Anyway, off on one already. Huh? Says me. So, anyway, yeah, I might just, fuck it, might do a cooking show. Who gives a shit? Let's do it all. By the way, shout out to Paddy McDonald that I've just seen here, who will tag me in the most ridiculous fucking things. Here, I thought this was a picture of you, mate. And you're like, nope. How's that me at all? There's a guy in my work looks like you, really. What? Why? Because he's white? Is that it? Is that the fucking, where the line is drawn? Oh, here's a white man, he looks like you. I'm like, the cunt has hair. You know, and isn't even as fat as me. Like, what the fuck? Anyway, back to the food here. You know, you don't want to turn up to someone's house empty-handed, so we bought a pile of beer, and then I was like, what food do we bring? And they're like, oh, I have loads of food here. And I was like, really? Are you sure you don't want anything? So, sure enough, we turned up, they had fucking everything on the go. But I had bought a pork fillet, right? Before we left our house, I threw it in a Ziploc bag, and I fucked a load of, I put sriracha in it. I put soy, like, deep, that dark soy sauce that's like fucking tar. What else did I throw in there? Bit of five spice, bit of lemongrass, bit of fucking garlic, and some, I don't know if I could find honey, so I just threw maple syrup in it. Fuck it, sugar, who gives a fuck? Left it in the bag and went over there, and by the time I got over it was obviously, it just came out like a big black shit, basically. Have you ever seen a pork fillet? It looks like an animal cock. So I just pulled this thing out, big black dick, and we slowly cooked it in the barbecue, loads of smoke. It kind of smoked it really did. It wasn't like a slow cooked fucking, you know, took forever type of thing, but it was fucking delicious. At this point, I'd already had about a half a chicken and four burgers, so we only really got to taste it and we left the rest at their house. So I hope they had it because it was fucking delish. So there you go, guys. An underappreciated piece of meat, the pork fillet. What in the fuck is wrong with my throat? So that happened. That was the night of the UFC. We had talked of, like, should we stay up and watch these fights? And I was like, who's fighting? I was like, ah, fuck it. I don't even know if I need to see Dan Henderson versus fucking Hector Lombard. And I was like, he's old. There's no need to see that fight. Meanwhile, reverse elbows the fuck out of him, knocks him out cold, nearly fucking kills him. I don't know if I need to see Uriah Faber fucking Dominic Cruz again. Oh, lethal fight. Is it just all these fights? I'm not really sure if I need to see Bisping Rockhold. Rockhold's gonna beat the shit out of him. Oh no! Oh no! Wrong. Sure doesn't fucking Bisping knock him out fucking cold in the first round. I wouldn't have fucking... Not in a million years would I have thought that was gonna happen. The best I thought he was gonna do was he'd maybe outpoint him, you know, just keep moving. His cardio would keep him going. Not in a million fucking years did I think you'd knock him out. Jesus Christ. So fair play to him anyway. Al Bisping, I mean that's... I saw a tweet, someone said how long ago would he have been the champion had the what do you call it, come in sooner? The drug testing? Hard to know. The only problem with becoming a champion at that age is it's such a fucking climb to the top. Like, he's beat people, he's lost fights, he's got you right to the top. Bang, 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 bang. Right up there. And now it's like, oh yeah, turn around, look over your shoulder at this fucking queue of complete murderers coming up behind you. I'm sure Weidman was a wee bit like, ah, fuck, probably wanted to fight Luke Rockhold again, but maybe he's like, maybe not, maybe I get a title fight and I get to wrestle fucking, what's his name here? Bisping, beat the shit out of him. Don't know, it's exciting, isn't it though? Definitely should have fucking stayed up and watched it. And then, speaking of fighting, what about the deaths over the weekend? First of all, the greatest fighter of all time, Kimbo Slice, died today. No, that's terrible. But like, 42, seen your things, and you're like, oh my god, is that like a terrible hereditary thing? I mean, the guy's in tremendous shape. And he dies of a fucking heart attack at 42. What the fuck, bro? So, I don't know. I mean, it's whatever. Pretty rough. Of course, Muhammad Ali died. I mean, the sad thing isn't really that he died. The sad thing is that he suffered terribly from Parkinson's for 30-odd fucking years, which is a hateful bastard of a thing. And my granda had it. So I'm thinking, like, does it skip a generation? Am I going to get this fucking shit? It's gross. And I hate when great people... And it's usually the way, unfortunately. Like great people either just fucking die in their prime and everyone's like, oh, unbelievable that he died. What a shame. You know, your fucking wine house. Well, that was all addiction. But like, you know, that's either the way or else a lot of people die these fucking slow, painful deaths. And it's... You're like, they didn't deserve that at all. You know, your Richard Pryors and they're fucking awful shape by the time he died. And you're like, all that cunt did his whole life was make people laugh. You know, Billy Connolly. Parkinson's. Can't play the fucking banjo. You know, the most energetic, hilarious cunt in the world. Just slowly being killed by some shitty disease. Stinks, like, I don't know, everyone's putting up photos of Muhammad Ali, like, in his prime, and I put up a wee photo of just whatever the fucking last time he managed to be on TV with a pair of sunglasses. I was like, yeah, that's, you know, the guy that's, like, slobbering at everyone, dancing around, that image won't really ever fucking die or go away. You're like, the person that died was this old man who was fucking riddled with this, like, shitty disease. But then of course you watch all the fucking clips and you're like, what an absolute savage. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I don't know enough about the actual science of boxing to be able to go, maybe, is he the best of it? But talk about, like, I mean, there are some fights, like the fucking Big Cat Williams fight, where he just fucking slapped the chops off him and looked fucking unbelievable. Some of those photos where he knocked out your guy Liston, stand above the ring, or the cameras above the ring and all, just epic shit. But then some of the fucking jokes and stuff, like, he had some, anytime he was in Parkinson and stuff, he had the best, like, jokes. You know, he had bits of stand, he'd be essentially a bits of stand-up where he was saying about, like, how come all the things that are supposed to be good are white, and then he starts going through, like, all the list of, like, soaps, and, you know, Snow White and Angel White and, you know, all this sort of shit, and he goes, and everything that's bad is black, you know? You know, and they start naming all these cakes, and all these are all white, snowballs and all that shit, and he goes, but a devil's something cake is black, and all, you know, it was funny, it was, like, good bits of stand-up. And, of course, the old fucking, you know, I wanted to get a burger, and they said, we don't sell, what was it, we don't serve Negroes, and he goes, well, I don't eat them, I want a burger. And you're like, what a fucking, that's the ultimate shutdown joke ever. So very sad, obviously. Can't wait to watch all the documentaries about to come out, though. And also Kimbo dying. Very sad. Very, very sad. Two very different types of fighter there, though. Famous on YouTube from fighting in the back garden. And then I laughed. Who was it? I seen someone on Instagram posted a picture of Muhammad Ali, and underneath it they were like, he's a draft dodging bastard, not, you know, because he didn't go to the Vietnam War. And you're like, I mean, should you, I mean, what's brave? What's brave? Is it going, I don't want to fucking fight in this war because I have no reason to kill these people whatsoever. You know, there's no reason for me to fabricate violence towards people I've never fucking met ever in a war that's probably bullshit anyway. Is that brave? And go to jail? Or is it brave to be like, I'm just gonna blindly fight for my country no matter what the fucking issue is? You know? Not even in my country, which is the fucking stupid bit. Let me go halfway around the bastard world to murder a pile of cunts in a jungle. In the most horrific way possible. You know, we went to the memorial fucking, in fact, what was it called? The Vietnam War Remnants Memorial or something. Remnants. That's exactly what it was. Bits of fucking bodies everywhere. Brutal as fuck. And the Americans did some depraved shit at that. They were doing stuff to, like, some of those Vietnamese. They were doing stuff to them that ISIS would do to people now, and everyone's like, oh my god. You know, like tying them up behind tanks and just dragging them till they were dead. That sort of shit. Horrendous. Horrendous shit. Let's move on from all that fucking barrel of banter there. Ow. So let's move on. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the questions from the live podcast that I didn't get to read out. So these have not been vetted. So get ready for this pile of shit. Ugh. Here we go. How much shite could a seagull shite if a seagull could shite us? Should have definitely. Now, Rachel Geddes, that's my sister. What goes up a drain pipe but can't go down a drain pipe? Drain hole up. What? What goes up a drain pipe but can't go down a drain pipe? Up? And I'm going to Google that. Is that someone who's, what goes down? Here we go. Riddles. Good old riddles, guys. And I know she didn't come up with this. This is probably her now fiance. What? What? Is that really the answer? Up a drain pipe, but not down a drain pipe. Up. And then someone wrote an umbrella. Is it an umbrella? Is it all the answers umbrella? Oh, fuck off. Right, that's the worst thing I've ever fucking heard. Riddles. Fuck off with your riddles and your fucking, oh, a man travels from here to here and fucking, what's his daughter called? Shut the fuck up, right, and learn how to speak normally, you fucking old stupid cunt. No wonder why you're sitting by yourself in a bar. You know, it's always that cunt, isn't it?
A man travels from Portadown on a train, and one leaves somewhere else on a train at 3 o'clock, and then blah blah. And what was the name of his first son?
You're like, listen, go back to smoking a pipe by yourself, you fucking loser. Asshole. That's my sister, you fucking loser. Josh McFeely. Great porn star name. How come you never gig in Derry? It's not that much of a shithole. Let me tell you something, Josh. Let me just break it down for you. I have gigged in Derry for a long time. The problem with Derry is it's a very small place. So if you gig there once, the small comedy community that's going to come, I mean, the main place to gig is I mean, here's what's happened to me in the past. I've booked gigs in the Millennium Forum, like in the studio, which is like the smaller theatre, so maybe like 100 seats, and I've wanted to play there, and both times the tickets weren't selling, okay? And I had to cancel them, because they were getting really close to the gig, and it was like, yeah, there's fucking, you've sold 6 tickets. And you're like, right, okay, I'm trying to promote it, I don't know what's going on. They're trying to promote it. They're not really allowed to. They can't post anything outside the theatre. So you're relying on people who go to the theatre to see the fucking posters. So essentially, I was seeing nothing, you know, selling nothing. And then I would go up and do a gig in like Mason's Comedy Club and the place would be fucking packed. And I don't know whether it was to see me or they just go there anyway, but it was strange. So I've gigged in Mason's loads of times at Mason's Comedy Club. It's one of my favourite places to gig, in fact. So I think the last time I maybe did that was kind of before Christmas. So, you know, realistically, you should be doing it every year so that your material sort of changes hands. You know, you need to rejuvenate your material. But yeah, probably do another gig there, possibly. I don't know whether they're running over the summer or not, but yeah, maybe I should get on to some people about playing up there. Would you go to Mason's, would you, Josh? McFeel me up. But yeah, I've gigged in Derry for years, so there you go. Connor Knox, did you do a shitload of heroin in Vietnam? No, I did a heroic load of shitting then. Keith Maxwell, a man goes to a zoo, there's only a dog there, it's a shih tzu. Alright, mate. How long did you take to practice the drag queen? It comes very easy to you. I don't know what that means. Are you talking about the Gary Henderson character? Because it didn't take long at all. I basically just did an impression of someone I knew. So there you go. Sean McKeown, how many ladyboys did you finger blast on your holiday? And then he done 2 wee smirky faces. None, mate. You know, when you're there with your girlfriend, it's pretty awkward to finger ladyboys, I would say. These are all ladyboy heavy, these questions. Liam Devaney, would you rather pipe a ladyboy or have everyone know? Would you rather pipe a ladyboy and have everyone know or take a load to the face, eyes and mouth closed, for it to be a secret and class blasting session? And then he's got a picture of his kids there. On his profile picture. Would you rather pipe a ladyboy and have everyone know? Or take a load to the face? I mean, I'd probably just bang the ladyboy. I mean, pipe a ladyboy? I mean, what if it was in the mouth? You know? Did you think into it as deeply as I did? Probably not. Definitely be the fucker than the fucky is what I would say in the ladyboy situation there. Fergal McGorman, what's your favourite ice cream? Don't know, mate. Don't eat that much ice cream, believe it or not. Coming from a man built like a fucking manatee. Darren, get these questions are fucking mental. Would you rather Jackie Fullerton or Mae McFetridge? Have I told the Jackie Fullerton story here in this podcast? Probably. The time we did a photo shoot with him. Because I was dressed as Barry the Blender and the photographer was like, why don't you put your arm around Colin in a headlock there? And this old man tries to put his hand around me and he's like, and the photographer's like, nah, go right under his chin. Go right under his chin there. And Jackie Fullerton goes, which one? And I went, Jackie, don't think for a second, because you're a sporting legend, that I won't kick your fucking legs out from beneath you, all right? Have you ever experienced a knee on belly from a man who's 20 stone? I don't think you have. So, look out, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'll guillotine, I'll pull your head right off. Your wee grey fluffy hair, bro. Anyway. Mae McFetridge, I don't know. Both of them do nothing for me. Stephen Hamill, if Trump becomes president, should we allow him in NI? Absolutely. Do you not think you want all those photos of him like in the Crown Bar having a fucking Guinness and all that shit? I'm going to buy the Europa. Yeah, he's not like a war criminal yet, so yeah, I just let him in for the crack. Slag him off. I mean, Northern Ireland's the type of place where I think they could make that visit quite funny. You know, they take him on a tour of the fucking, all those murals and shit, and someone's done a mural of him doing something crazy. You know, it could be a funny trip for everybody. So, next question. Chris Irwin, live your life as Barry the Blender / Mike McGoldrick. Oh, this was for the live questions with me and Shane. It's like, would you rather live your life as one of your characters or suck off Julian Simmons? I mean, if the opportunity's there to suck Julian Simmons' dick, always suck the dick. Coming up next, my boner in your mouth. Let me see. Live your life as a character? Yeah, live your life as a character. Yeah, probably. You don't want to be sucking any weird dicks. Don't know what Julian Simmons' dick looks like, all wrinkly and fake tan, like his face. I don't know. Stuart Anderson, would toddlers be more content reading a paper while taking a shit? If they can read. I mean, paper, what is this, the fucking 80s, bro? Just give them an iPad. Just let kids flick around on Tinder, you know, while they're just dumping one out. It's frightening. It is frightening when you see a kid on an iPad or something. How you know, it's like you can't use a fork yet, but you can play Candy Crush like a fucking, some sort of Japanese genius. It's crazy. Final question, Peter Nish. If you were about to scratch your nose, but you coughed so hard, you coughed up and you're sitting there staring at it. Right, what the fuck are these questions, bro? Jesus Christ. Am I going to have to go back to Gary Glitter here just for a bit of banter? Right, we're moving away from those questions. I know this podcast fell short of whatever, but Jesus Christ, what the fuck questions were they? I'm glad I didn't read them out of that live podcast, actually. Because they were fucking weird. Oh my God, I don't really know where to go with this podcast right now, other than to say, you know, definitely listen to the live one, which I'm going to upload separately to this. Listen to this podcast. Why is there a picture of a bus? Oh my God. Is that for real? Translink Metro Legends. So they're going to put Legends on the side of... That's not real. No, that's definitely not real. It's a good Photoshop job. Translink, it's from LAD. Is that LAD fucking? Translink launched their new local Legends bus yesterday. So they did. Great choice. And there's a picture of Jim McDonald on it. I hope that's real. I doubt it is. And of course, Cool FM's there in their Cool FM car. Being all over it. The same way that Cool FM are somehow co-promoting all the comedy shows that are happening at the Ulster Hall. So the title of our gig is General Banter Presents the Comedy Squad Live at the Cool FM Comedy Club, Ulster Hall. That rolls off the tongue. Your flyer would need to be like an A0 to get all that fucking information on. Anyway, gonna go here. We should have more podcasts sort of planned for release, but gonna go here and upload both this and the live podcast. So there you go, guys. Gigs coming up one more time, 15th June, Lavery's Comedy Club. We're gonna do the Summer Slam, try and get as many comedians as possible. 18th is the Book Reserve. You can reserve your tickets through the Book Reserve Facebook. There should be a link. It's on the Lisburn Road if you want to go to a gig on a Saturday. And then 29th of October, Ulster Hall, of course. And basically just follow me on Snapchat. You know, Colin Geddes, follow me on Instagram. All that shit. Fix the General Banter logos and stuff, so that should be getting rebranded. Should be a lot more action on that page. Give the General Banter page a like as well. So there you go, guys. And that's about it, and I'll speak to you next week. And only one thing I have to say is, you know, basically, cheers for, you know,